This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sammy, winter is upon us.
Sure is.
And one of the things that happens at our household is my kiddos are always like, Dad, let's build a fire in the backyard and roast marshmallows, which is fun, but sometimes that can end in disaster.
That's right. We've got Nicole from CPR Kids on the line to offer some tips this winter about fire safety and especially burns with kids. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning there.
What would you say are the biggest causes of burns among kids?
Look, you know, you're talking about fire pits, and I can tell you that flame burns are, you know, the highest incidence of burns in children that are older, and scalds are burns for children who are less than 5 years of age. So what we've got to do is consider things around the home, especially in winter, such as our open fireplaces, our heaters. I know that people love to have beautiful candles to create that ambience in their home. Also, we've got to consider food, very hot coffee, sticks and coals if you're talking about fire pits. And of course, when you're cooking on the stove, we need to make sure that we use the back hot plates and that the handles of our saucepans and pans are turned away from children. But another interesting thing is hair straighteners create lots of nasty burns. So all of the mummies out there that are using hair straighteners, we need to be very careful of those as well.
Now, Nicole, I mean, my kid early on had a habit of touching, you know, hot things. And
yes,
we immediately would run and kind of rinse his hands under cold running water for 10 minutes to kind of stay on top of that. But there's, you know, there's a lot of old wives' tales about other solutions, you know, creams, butter, tomato sauce. I mean, what should we do when that happens, when the worst happens?
Okay, when the worst happens, very first thing we've got to do, if there's clothing involved, if a child has poured a hot drink over themselves, we've got to remove the clothing from that area. Now, if the clothing is adhered to the skin, of course, we're not going to do that. We're just going to leave that intact. But cold running water for 20 minutes over the burn is the most important thing to do. And we shouldn't underestimate how fabulous water is, because it's going to lessen the pain, it's going to decrease the depth of the burn, and it prevents all the fluid imbalances. You know, we see those blisters on burns. The water will speed up the healing, and it'll decrease the risk of scarring as well. So cold running water always on a burn for 20 minutes, more is okay as well. If the burn, if the water or the hot water or the hot liquid or whatever has gone down into a child's nappy, we need to make sure that we take the nappy off, because those beads within the nappy will swell up, and of course it will burn all of that area as well if we don't do that.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.